Somehow, a life without poetry seems dismal, empty, flat, not much. So each day in my classroom I read sonnets, haikus, free verse and such. An observer sat in my room one day, noted poem's title, evaluated delivery, recorded lesson sequence, said dryly, "It seems there's no connection curricular-wise, no anticipatory set, no vocabulary drill, no comprehension query. Do they know what it means?" I could have contrived a defence or two, but spirits flowed with peaceful joy, honesty prevailed, simple truth explained. "I read it because it's beautiful," I said. She didn't quite frown, but recalled all the same, "We've standards to meet, timelines to keep, pages to cover, important content to be read." I looked from her to my students' gaze. They had relished the words, danced with the rhythm, mused with the meaning, were richer in spirit than when we began. I read it because it was beautiful, and beauty is never superfluous, never irrelevant, always needed, always in my lesson plan. This is "I Read It Because It's Beautiful" by Karen Morrow Durica, and I like it because it talks to me about people who have to follow rules and who never allow any individuality into their lessons.